speaks better before he uses the mitzvah of Yiham Asher, that we have a good mitzvah of the leg of the Yiham. The mitzvah applied both to the Amos and the Chayas, and does it apply to both of us. And the Torah here gives us the reason for the mitzvah. Came the Yaakov and Esau of Yiham Asher, the Torah gives the whole story where Yaakov is fighting with the Malach and he broke his leg, and therefore, they're not permitted to eat the Yiham Asher. Usually, generally, the Torah doesn't give us any reasons for any of the mitzvahs. In fact, the Gemara says in the second paragraph in Sanhedrin about Kodesh that the Torah didn't want to give the mitzvahs because in the two mitzvahs this week said that the Torah gives us the mitzvah of Yiham Asher that we have a good mitzvah of the leg of the Yiham. The mitzvah applies both to the Amos and the Chayas, and does it apply to both of us. And the Torah here gives us the reason for the mitzvah. Came by Yaakov and Esau of Yiham Asher, the Torah gives the whole story where Yaakov is fighting with the Malach and he broke his leg, and therefore, they're not permitted to eat the Yiham Asher. Usually, generally, the Torah doesn't give us any reasons for any of the mitzvahs. In fact, the Gemara says in the second paragraph in Sanhedrin about Kodesh that the Torah didn't want to give the mitzvahs because in the two mitzvahs, but the Torah gave the reason, so Shlomo HaMelech, who was a Chochmei Kalodim, who was so wise and so intelligent and so smart, felt that since the reason doesn't apply in his case, so because he was so smart and he felt that the reason that the Torah gives doesn't apply to him, therefore he felt he didn't have to observe that mitzvah, and the Pasuk says that he fell in, he made a mistake, and the reason for it did apply. So that's why the Gemara says the Torah refrained from normally giving reasons for the mitzvah. In this case, this is one of the few exceptions to the rule, but the Torah does give the reason for the mitzvah. It's interesting, the Gemara has a machlokas in the second paragraph of Sanhedrin regarding the Ashin on time of the crop. Whenever the Torah gives us a mitzvah and doesn't tell us the time for the mitzvah, so the Gemara many times will give a time. The Gemara will give time for why a Ganav pays kefil and a Gazlan does not pay kefil, why Ganav Shor v'seh, why is Chamisha Baki Yisham Tachas HaShor, V'yabat Tzom Tachas HaZeh, why is there a discrepancy, why do you pay five over here and four over there? The Gemara gives reasons for different mitzvahs. And the Rambam had the whole third section of the Gemara Nebuchim, gives many reasons for the mitzvahs. In fact, the Rambam in the Yad HaZokah has assumed many of the timing that he has in the Gemara Nebuchim, and he doesn't pass indeed accordingly, but sometimes he has arranged halachas according to the way he gives the reasons in the Gemara and the Ruch. So we know that the Gemara is very much for giving reasons a time of the Kroh. The only question is, Taisus, the Minchas Chinuch, HaMitzvah Seyani Dachas, points out in the name of Taisus and Maseches Gittin, that the Gemara will always give reasons for the mitzvah. The only question is the idea of giving a reason for the mitzvah, is that just the chelik of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? That we should learn all the dinim in the Torah, we should learn the halachas, we should also try to give time in why the din is so. So is it merely a chelik of Talmud Torah? What is the moral or ethical lesson? What is the Musa Haskel that we should learn from this mitzvah? Or is it more than that? The Gemara has machlokes of Lezer and the Rabbanan, whether Darshin and Talmud Torah, Loi Darshin and Talmud Torah. Lezer is of the opinion that Darshin and Talmud Torah, that the reasons that we give for the various mitzvahs, both for the mitzvah sesei and the mitzvah loy sesei, have a status of drasha. Drasha means midrash Torah nidreshes behem, means when you have a shaila din, and you're not sure what the halacha is, so you pass from the halacha according to the midrash Torah nidreshes behem, plow, zekashavah, din yinah, and so on. So the question between the machlekes among the tanoim, between Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan, whether darshin time in the krua, loy darshin time in the krua, the machlekes is, where the giving reasons for the mitzvahs is merely a chelik of mitzvahs Talmud Torah, but it doesn't regulate the mitzvah, and you cannot pass on any shaylos based on the reasons which you have suggested for the mitzvah. And you say, no, Rav Shimon is of the opinion, Darshin and Talmud Torah, the reasons that we give for the mitzvahs have the status of midrash Torah nidreshes behem, and when the reason applies, then the mitzvah applies. When the reason doesn't apply, then the mitzvah doesn't apply. Of course, we pass on a halacha against Rav Shimon's view, we pass on like the Chachamim, that loy Darshin and Talmud Torah. Now, though we always try to give reasons for the mitzvahs and for the tzitzes and the tzitzloses and the prati adinim, we try to learn a Musa Haskel, what is the Torah teaching us? Which moral or ethical lesson is the Torah trying to tell us in this mitzvah? But the reasons that are given for the mitzvahs do not have the status of a drasha, and they do not regulate the halachas. So whenever the reason for the mitzvah doesn't apply, the mitzvah still applies. That's how we pass the halacha. The Gemara has, however, one exception to the rule, and this Gira Nashi would be one of the exceptions to the rule. Whenever the Torah writes explicitly the din, the mitzvah, the mitzvah says, and the mitzvah says, and writes right away the reason for that mitzvah, The Torah is saying that this mitzvah is because of this specific reason. So whenever the reason doesn't apply, then the mitzvah will not apply. That's how the Gemara says in the second paragraph in Sanhedrin. The Gemara has a few examples over there. And the post can continue to give additional examples. Halacha l'maisa of cases, mitzvahs, where the Torah gives the explicit reason for the mitzvah, and whatever the reason, the tama mitzvah doesn't apply, then the mitzvah itself doesn't apply. There is an interesting tshuva by Rabbi Yankel Akalina, and the author of the Mishkanus Yankiv, in his Sefer Koheles Yankiv. He has a few tshuvas which he had written after the Mishkanus Yankiv was published, that he put them in a separate Sefer Koheles Yankiv. So he points out that in Takanot the Rabbanon we have two kinds. We sometimes have it in the Rabbanon, which we call a Lotzub Rabbanon, that the Chachamim, when they institute a mitzvah, it's a sesim, it's a sloy sesim, whether it's a hachok or a mitzvah of the Rabbanon, they always have to have some reason why they're instituting this. So the Gemara will always explain, what is the time for this Gzeir of the Rabbanon, what is the time for this Takana of the Rabbanon, and so on. But we sometimes have Dinam the Rabbanon, where we have a low-plug Rabbanon, where we, even in a case when we know explicitly what the reason is, even when the reason clearly doesn't apply, the Takana still applies. And the Gzeir still applies, and sometimes we have, in rare cases, we have mitzvahs derabbanon, isurim derabbanon, or mitzvahs derabbanon that are regulated by the Tam. Whenever the Tam doesn't apply, then the din derabbanon doesn't apply. Those of our Kiddushin might remember that on Daf Yudam et Aleph, the Gemara has in Kiddushin a din derabbanon that Aruso, a girl who is not a Kohenes, who is married to a Kohen, is permitted to eat truma. So the Gemara says, min hatarish is permitted to eat truma once they had Kiddushin, even before they had Knisa Lechupi, even before Nisuri. But with the Rabbanon, they made a takana that Arusa Lotech of the Truma should be Kanis Lechupa, and the Gemara gives reasons why. And then the Gemara says, now, if a Kibel Masa Behalach, in cases where the reasons don't apply, then the Chumah the Rabbanon doesn't apply. This was the original takana of the Rabbanon. So the Rashba points out in that Gemara that you see that this Gzera the Rabbanon, originally the Gzera the Rabbanon that Arusa, who is an Arusa Bas Yisrael, who is Mekudesh, is to a coin, is not permitted to eat Truma until Nisue, was not a Loitlur. You have most of the Gzeres the Rabbanon found in the Gemara were low-plug Rabbanon. The Chachamim didn't distinguish between the various cases, and in all cases the Gzer applies even when the Tam doesn't apply. And in a few rare instances, about 5-10% of the cases, you have Gzeres the Rabbanon that are not instituted as a low-plug, and whenever the reason doesn't apply, then the Gzer doesn't apply. So what is the criterion? We have to look at the Gemara, but what is the criterion that the Chachamim had to guide them? How does the Gemara know which Gzeira the Rabbanon should apply even when the Tam doesn't apply, which Gzeira the Rabbanon only applies when the Takana, when the reason for the Gzeira the Takana applies? So the Mishkanus Yankiv in his Teshuva explains that the Klal is simply called the Tikkun Rabbanon, came the Raisa Tikkun. The Rabbanon made their Takanas, then it's assessed the Rabbanon, and then it's assessed the Rabbanon, patterned after the Din of Deraisa. On a level of Deraisa, we have two types of mitzvahs. We have two types of mitzvahs in Averis. We have a few mitzvahs in Averis, 5%, less than 5% of the mitzvahs in the Torah, where the Torah gives them, all of the mitzvahs in the Torah have a reason. Because Baruch is not an arbitrary God. He doesn't just make up laws for no good reason. No, he just wants it to be regimented, to be good soldiers. He has very good reasons for everything. He has a billion and one reasons for everything. But the question is whether the mitzvahs only apply when the reasons apply. What about a case where the Tam doesn't apply? Does the mitzvahs still have to be followed? So the Gemara said in the second paragraph of Sanhedrin that we distinguish between the various mitzvahs. Whenever the Torah writes the Tam of Furish Bikra, the Torah says you have to refrain from eating Gid Anasha because of this Tam. Akei Le'achol Ben Esau's Gid Anasha. Or the Pasuk says Le'yagol Anasha, the Melech may not marry X for Y's because V'lo'yasuas Le'vavah. It's the point of the Tanoim who read that Pasuk that is the time of the Kro, that is the reason why Le'yagol Anasha. So then the Gemara says whenever the reason doesn't apply, then the Yisr Deraisa doesn't apply. But the same would be true of a mitzvah says, if the Torah would write, and the first we say there are such cases, if the Torah writes a mitzvah says, and the Torah gives the Tam for the mitzvah says, so whenever the Tam wouldn't apply, then the mitzvah says it would not be binding. So this is in very few cases where the Torah writes the Tam of Furish Bikra. Most of the times, as the Gemara says in the second Perek in Sanhedrin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose not to write the Tam for the mitzvah right next to the mitzvah, because, as the Gemara says, Shlomo HaMelech sinned and so on, because if he's going to write the Tam, if everybody will be a chacham and think that the Tam doesn't apply to me, and therefore the mitzvah doesn't apply to me. So in most of the cases, we accept the opinion of the chacham and the Rav Shimon that loy dashin a time of the cross. Since the Torah formulates the yisra of the mitzvah without incorporating the Tam into the mitzvah, so therefore the mitzvah or the yisra applies even when the Tam doesn't apply. But in those rare cases where the Torah writes the Talmud for us, we crop, then the mitzvah of the Yisra is regulated by the Talmud. So the Mishkan Siyankiv writes in his tshuva that the same is true on a level of the Rabbanon. All the mitzvahs of the Rabbanon have a Talmud. And the Gemara will explain the Talmud for every symbol of the Rabbanon. But when the Chachamim formulated the Gzeira of the Rabbanon, or the mitzvah of the Rabbanon, so most of the time they formulated it the same way the Torah did. Most of the time they formulated it in Talmud. They said, you're not allowed to write with your left hand on Shabbos. He didn't say you're not allowed to write with your left hand, lest this will cause you to write with your right hand. The Yisad derives is only to write Kedarka, to write Kalahayad is only the Rabbanon. The Yisad Rabbanon is to carry in a Carmelist, Gzeira, maybe he'll carry Gushu Sarab. So it didn't make a Gzeira, you're not allowed to carry the Carmelist, lest you'll carry Gushu Sarab. That was clearly the reason for the Gzeira. But they didn't incorporate the Tam HaTakon or the Tam HaGzeira into the Gzeira. So since the Tam HaGzeira is not incorporated in the Gzeira, even though there clearly is a Tam for the Gzeira, we say, call the Tikkur Rabbanon came the Raisa Tikkun, the Gzeira applies, even in instances with the Tam of the Gzeira doesn't apply. But in those rare instances where the Chachamim formulated Gzeira, Arusa Bas Yisroel HaMekudeshes L'Koyin Loi Teichel B'Truma Shem HaTashke Li'achach Li'ach Yosef. They incorporated the Tam HaGzeira into the Nisach of the Gzeira. So then the Rashba points out on the Gemara Kiddush L'Fiyud that whenever the Tam HaGzeira doesn't apply, then the mitzvah itself and the whole Yisra the Rabbanon doesn't apply. This is exactly parallel to the Din D'Oraisa. Of course we observe all of the mitzvahs HaTorah, whether the Torah writes the reason before it, or the Torah doesn't write the reason. The dinim with the Torah, the cases where the Torah writes the Tam, like by Gidon Moshe, so it's obvious that we observe the mitzvah because of the Tam. And in fact, the Bach writes in the beginning of the Hilchos Sukkah that whenever the Torah writes a Tam, a Furish Bikro, that the Kavanah for the Tam HaMitzvah is Miyakevet. The Bach has a famous comment, why the Torah quotes the Machloikis HaTanoim regarding a Sukkah station, Shinas Yomim, where the Sukkahs are Anani Kovet, a Sukkahs are Sukkahs Mamish, and the Torah writes that it means Anani Kovet. So the Bach has a kasha, why does the Torah quote an Agadah? The Torah only quotes Halochi, he doesn't quote Agadah. So the Bach is Mecharish that this is Halochi, that since the Torah writes for Sukkah station, Shivas Yomim, Man Yed Dere Sechen Keba Sukkahs or Shabdin's Bnei Yisrael. So it says the Man Yed Dere Sechen, the Torah gives the Tam, the Furish Bikro. The Torah gives a mitzvah and it says the reason for the mitzvah. So the Bach is Mecharish La'alocha, that if you don't have Kavonah for the Tam, so you're not Yed to the mitzvah. So in those mitzvahs, or mitzvah says, and mitzvah slow says, the Torah writes the Tam, so we do the mitzvah specifically for the Tam. And the Bach says that Kavonah is Miyakev in the Kiyama mitzvah. In fact, some Paskim want to be Mecharish, Rakhish Melech Lidov has in a Sefer Bnei, he's the author of Bnei Yisrael, he has in a Sefer Derech B'Kodecha, Achidish, he claims that by Bris Milo, also the Tam is Mefurish B'Kro. So the Moel and the Aveh Ben have to have in mind that they're doing this Bris Milo, the Shein increases Bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This baby should enter Bris. They have a blank mind, so they're not getting to the mitzvah. He even wants to raise the possibility that maybe you have to do, that's why the Moel, many times, many Moel have a minig, that they say, Ois Bris Kodesh, before they do the Milo. So the this comes from the Derech B'Kodecha from the Bnei Yisrael. He says that this is for the purpose of having the Tam HaMitzvah in mind, B'Shas HaSiyas HaMitzvah. He doesn't think that the Yeved, if the Moel and the Aviyaben didn't have the Kavanah in mind, he thinks that they wouldn't be able to the Mitzvah, but he doesn't think that the Yeved you would have to do over HaTofas Damritz. He gives a whole explanation why he doesn't think that would be necessary. But whenever the Torah gives a Mitzvah, says a Mitzvah Sela Sesa, where the Tam is Mefurish B'Kro, the Tam is incorporated in the Mitzvah, then we say that the Kavanah for the Tam is Miyakev, the Bach says. Whenever the Torah just writes a mitzvah or an Easter and doesn't give any Tam, so of course we are required to try to search around to find the Tam. But we still observe the mitzvah even if we cannot find the Tam, and even if it doesn't make any sense to us at all, and even if the Tam that the Gemara suggests doesn't appeal to us. We follow the mitzvah. This is called an act of Kabbalah Samar Rishonah, to do mitzvah Sabayre without knowing any reasons, without being interested in the reason. The Miri says on the Pasuk, Tuf Tam Adas Lam Dei Nekibim Mitzvah Secha Her Monti. So he says that the Pshat in the word Ki, the Gemara says, Ki Mishamish Bedalav Lashonot, Rashi quotes on Chumash, the word Ki has many different meanings. One of the many meanings, the Gemara has different meanings that are that we all know. So the Ibn Ezra and Pashas Kisisa quotes an additional meaning when Moshe Rabbeinu is Mispalot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, Yelach no Hashem b'kirbeinu ki am ki sheyorifu, so the Mefarshim abadet with the Pasuk, Hashem should abide within, it should be Mashu Shechina within Klal Yisrael, because we are a rebellious nation. Because we don't listen to him, that's why he should be Mashu Shechina. It doesn't make too much sense, a difficult Pasuk. So the different Perushim given on the Pasuk, ki, so the Ibn Ezra quotes a Pshat, that ki means despite the fact. We have so many different ki mishamish b'dalav l'shoyna, so here's another Lashon, here's another Pshat, what ki means. Ki sometimes means despite the fact that am ki sheyorifu. despite the fact that we are not too cooperative, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should still be Masha Shechinosa Beinei. And we have also a pasuk. This seems to be the way the Gemara and Gittin of Samach Darshan's and a pasuk. So the Gemara says, the Karas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bris Im Yisrael El Al Torah Shebal Peh. The Iker Bris's Bris was really on the Torah Shebal Peh, not on the Torah Shebichsah. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to write the Torah Shebichsah. So the pasuk reads, K'sov L'chos HaDvarim Ha'ele, write down the Torah Shebichsah. Ki, despite the fact that the Bris's Bris is only going to be the special uniqueness of Klal Yisrael will only be regarding the Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebichsah, all the human souls can read. Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to write the Torah Shebichsah by her hated Rishivim Boshan, and the Yud Beis Avonim when he crosses the Yerushua. Yeshua was commanded to write the whole Torah the Shivim Boshan when he crossed over the Yardin, so all the Yom HaSovim will have it available for them, but the Torah Shebal Peh was never given to them. So the special unique priest's priest with Bnei Yisrael was only on the Torah Shebal Peh. So the Pasuk, the way the Gemara Darshans it seems to read, Sov L'chas HaDvarim Ha'ele, write down the Torah Shebichsav. What do we need it for, Le'olam? But for the Goyim, what do we have to know? Ki al pi advar ha'ele. Despite the fact that the Iker Krishis Bris with Bnei Yisrael is only on Torah Shebal Peh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us we should still write down the Torah Shebichsav. It's not really so much our business. It's really for the Umas Olam who only have Torah Shebichsav, but we should write it down anyway. So here too, the Neri interprets the pasuk like that. David HaMelech is in Spalta, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tuf Tam Adas Lam Deini, teach me the Tamei HaMitzvahs. Keep the mitzvah secha hemonti, despite the fact that I have emunah, I'm going to do the mitzvahs anyway, whether I know the reason or not. But nevertheless, you should teach me the tami hamitzvahs. It's more geschmack when you know the top. But he says, I'm going to do the mitzvahs anyway, even though I don't know the time. There are many themes in Agoda and Drush, in this sedra as well as in every sedra. I like to dwell on one theme, one specific theme in today's sedra. It's connected with the last few sedras. Avraham Avinu was commanded by Hashem to bring his son as an oilah on Har HaMoriah. And Rashi quotes from the Medrash that this wasn't an error, this wasn't a mistake on the part of Avraham Avinu. It's not that he misunderstood the Tzivui Hashem. He really was supposed to bring his son as a korban. And we find later on when there was a roah b'aretz, and Yitzchak Avinu wanted to do the same as Avraham did, to go to Eretz Mitzrayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Yitzchak when he was in Eretz Plishtim, and he says, Gur Baretz Hazos Ve'Yimcho, he should stay in Eretz Yisrael, he shouldn't leave to Chutz L'Oretz, because Yitzchak Avinu was an Oilet Nimo, V'Yin Chutz L'Oretz Kedai Hu Lo. It's not proper for a korban to go to Chutz L'Oretz. We have a din that all korbanos, anifsal v'yotze, if you take a korban out of its makom, it becomes possible. So Yitzchak had a din of an Oilet Nimo. It wasn't a mistake. It wasn't that Avraham Avinu misunderstood the Tziva Hashem Ha'alei Hashem V'Yol, just take him up on top of the mountain. Tziva Hashem clearly was to be Magdash Yitzchak as a korban. In fact, we find the Torah stresses this tchun of Yitzchak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described by the pasuk as Pachad Aviv Yitzchak. Yitzchak was the one who was Madish very much, Yirah Shamayim. Pachad Yitzchak. Yitzchak was Madish Yirah Shamayim. Why is that so? So the Mefarshim point out, because generally we have a mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. And the Ramban points out on Parshas Yisrael, in connection with the Aseres Adibras, and Zohar and Shomar, the Berechad Nemru. He points out the difference between Zohar and Shomar, that Zohar is an essay and Shomar is a vice essay. And he says that generally speaking, all of the mitzvahs essay stem from the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem, to go and do something to demonstrate Ahavah towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all of the mitzvahs essay stem from the union of Yiras Hashem. And that's why the Ramban claims, this is why we have a principle of Esed Doicha Lois essay. Why is that so? Because Ahavas Hashem is Adiv from Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem is a Shevi Altas. Ahavas Hashem, you go ahead, and you show your love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why whenever we have a conflict between a mitzvah says and a mitzvah says, and it's Efshel HaKadosh name is Mutav. In love, if you're faced with a dilemma, and there's no way out, and you have to choose one over the other, so the Halacha declares that Esed Dechol says it because Avo is Adi from Yira. However, the Gemara in Zvachim has one exception to the rule. The Migdosh ain't Esed Dechol says. You have a pasuk that Etzem L'Sishbrubo, one is not permitted to break an Etzem, a bone in the Korban Pesach. The Gemara says that the love of Etzem L'Sishbrubo applies even in the case where the Etzem is Yesh B'Moyach. And you can be Yotze even if there's Marach, marrow inside the bone. And one can be Yotze in the mitzvah of Achilles Korban Pesach by eating the Moyach. Or the Etzem itself is sometimes so soft. Some of the bones are so soft you can chew up the whole bone and eat up the whole bone. And that will also be older for Achilles Korban Pesach. But what would the din be, the Gemara's Moyach, in the end of Zvach? What would the din be in a case when everybody's up a chabur of 100 people and I come late to the Achilles Korban Pesach, he's having Nusach Svart, so they're still saying Hallel and Shul, whatever, and I come late to the Achilles Korban Pesach, and everybody ate up the whole Korban Pesach, and I'm one of the Memunim on this Korban Pesach. I can't go eat in a different group. I can only eat the Pesach in Menuyah, and all they left for me are bones. So am I permitted to chew the bones and be yaitzed with the marach, with the mayach inside the bone, and with the bone itself? So the Gemara says nothing doing. That although normally we would apply a principle of essay deichalosses, and the mitzvah essay of achilas ha-pesach should be deichalosses of etzim v'sish v'lipo, so the Gemara says in Beis HaMikdash is an exception to the rule, and you say ein essay deichalosses. Why not? So Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Sefer Eitzis Yosef, has a lot of storm Eitzis Yosef, in the Sefer Jewish Sefer Eitzis Yosef, quotes classical Mefarshim Maral Nifrag and others who explain that the Mikdash is the Mokam Yiro. The Pasuk stresses Mikdashi Tiro, you should have Mora HaMikdash. When one is Lufnei Hashem, when you're not so much in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we are Madif Avos Hashem over Yiras Hashem. So we generally say Esa Decha Loises, as the Rabban explains, because Esa represents Avos Hashem and the Loises represents Yiras Hashem. But in the Beis HaMikdash proper, when you're Mamish in the presence of Hashem, then you're supposed to tremble a little more, then you're supposed to have more Mora than Ahavo. So the Mora should be more obvious and more apparent. So there you say Fakir. That the Lo says is Deichel of Mitzvah. You don't say that Esa Deichel of Mitzvah in Beis HaMikdash. Apparently Yitzchok Avinu, who was an Oyla Pchina of an Oyla Tmimo, used to stress this Pchina of Pachad in Moira, and that's why the Pasuk calls HaKadosh Baruch Hu Pachad Oviv Yitzchok. Elokei Avraham Hu Pachad Oviv Yitzchok. The Netziv points out in his commentary on Chumash that the relationship between Rivka and her husband Yitzchok, the way the Chumash describes it, seems to be much different from the relationship between Avraham and his wife Sarah, and the relationship between Yaakov and his wife. So we find that when Rivka had no children, like Sarah at first had no children, and Rachel had no children, so Rivka also had no children. So you find that Sarah pours her heart out to her husband Avraham Avinu. She cries to him and she gives an eight to marry, take Hagar, and so on. And Rachel has no children, so she cries her heart out to Yaakov Avinu and Miss Pavel and Miss Ahina, they go to doctors, whatever, he gives her an eight. And Rivka, we don't find that she pours her heart out to her husband. You just find that he davened in this corner, she davened in that corner, the Baruch Shalom answered the prayers of Yitzchok. You don't find that she cries her heart out. Then we find at the beginning of Parshas Toldos, Vayehav Yitzchok Eseso, Kitzai Befim, Rivka Heber says Yaakov, that Yitzchok liked Esau very much, and the mother of the children, who usually loves the children more than the father, the mother couldn't stand her son Esau. She knew that he was rotten, she loved Yaakov, so why didn't she speak to her husband? Explain to him that this kid is rotten, the other one is good. You don't find that she spoke to her husband to explain to him. And later in the parasha of Toldos, we find by the brachas, when Yitzchak is interested in giving the brachas away before he dies, he wants to give the brachas to Esau. So instead of speaking to her husband and tying out the case, she doesn't speak to him, she listens in outside of the oven, she dresses up Yaakov, she put on the al-tzavarav, she goes sneak in and steal the brachas from his father. Why doesn't she go speak to her husband? But then Netziv points out that apparently they had a different type of a relationship. He points out the Pasuk says earlier, the end of Chayisara, actually the Pasuk reads that when Eliezer Eved Avraham is bringing back this little girl, Rivka, to Yitzchak, so the Pasuk says that Yitzchak went to Davin. Yitzchak lasuach basore, and the Gemara said, ain't seen that tefillah, Yitzchak went to Davin Meichel. Yitzchak was Musak and tefillah Smincha. So when Rivka was riding back on the camel with Eliezer, so she saw this man, and she got so scared when he was making his achanis to go daven. He must have been a pachat chodim. This oyla tmimo was going to go daven like in the Beis HaMikdash with such Yirah Shamayim. So she started to tremble. So the pasuk said, "Tipol me'al agomel." She fell down from over the camel. She got so terrified. Who is that? And Eliezer says, "Meidale, that's your chosn." The pasuk says she got so scared that she covered up her head. That was her husband. And the Netziv comments on that pasuk that it would seem that from that time on she was terrified of her husband, and that they never had the what we would call, for people who live in our generation, we would call a normal relationship between a husband and a wife, that they talk to each other and so on, like Avraham had with his wife Sarah, like Yaakov had with his wives Rachel and Leah, that he spoke to them. Rivka found it difficult to speak to her husband. You have people like that in this generation also. So you have people who are great outstanding Talmidei Chachamim, and they live in the Olam HaAtzilus, the Olam HaMachshava, all Ruchnius, and they're not really so down to earth. They're not people of Olam HaZeh, and sometimes they don't relate to other people that well because they're too much Ruchnius. So So the Netziv comments, he thinks that seems to be the Pshut Shal Mikra regarding Yitzchak. Yitzchak was such an individual. We find the Beis Halevi comments on Chumash regarding the Brachas. What do you mean Yitzchak wanted to give the Brachas to Esau? But we find later in the parasha, after Yitzchak already gave the Brachas to Yaakov, he was full, Rivka tells her husband Yitzchak that Yaakov has to get married now, and he says we should see to it that he doesn't marry any shiksas, like Esau married shiksas. And Yitzchak realized that Esau had done the wrong thing, and that Yaakov is the one who's going to have the Birchas Avraham, so he gave him the specific bracha, Vidlachas Birchas Avraham. And he knew, so the Beis Halevi explains on Chumash, Yitzchak planned all along to give the Birchas Avraham. Birchas Avraham was the bracha of Ruchnius. To give the bracha of Ruchnius only to Yaakov and not to Esau. The Pasuk says he liked Esau, but he still felt that the Birchas Avraham was only going to go to Yaakov. What is the Birchas Avraham? So the Mefarshim explained that until the days of Yaakov, it was possible for a person to have several children, some would be Jewish and some would not be Jewish. Avraham Avinu had several children, so Yitzchak, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Kibi Yitzchak Yikrala Chazara, only Yitzchak will be Jewish, and the others will not be Jewish. Yishmol Givan HaGoy. And then Yitzchak Avinu also had two children who were mamish twins. It's not that one was from a wife and one was from a pilegish, they were twins from the same wife. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told Avraham, Be Yitzchak, will I call Yitzchak? Only one of Yitzchak's children will be Jewish, and the other one will not be Jewish. So Yitzchak also had made up his mind to give the Birchas Avraham, the Bracha of Ruchnius, only to Yaakov and not to Esav. This he felt Yaakov deserved and not Esav. And yet, the Bracha of Gashmius, Mital HaShemayim, Yishmani HaOretz, this he wanted to give to Esav. Why did he think that this should go to Esav and not to Yaakov? And Rivka felt that Yitzchak was mistaken, that this too should be given to Yaakov Avinu. What was the machlekes between Rivka and Yitzchak? So, Aldera Hadrush, Meforshim explained as follows, that Yitzchak was such a man of Ruchnius. He was an Oyla Tmima. He was the man who had a Pachat Yitzchak. He was like in the Beis HaMikdosh, where the stress is so much on Moira, rather than Avas Hashem, so much on Moira, that he really couldn't see the way one could say Torim Derech Eretz, a Torah Madu could blend them together. He thought that it's only either you have Torah, either you have Gashmius, or you have Ruchnius. There's no Shatnus, there's no climb over here. You can't combine the two. He was sitting and learning all day long. So Yitzchak felt that he's going to give the Birchas Avraham to Yaakov, and he'll give the Bracha of Gashmius and Oilam Hazeh to Esau. He liked Esau. He felt he deserves a Bracha. He's a nice fellow and a good kid. Side with Fib, Mekayim Kibbutz, more so than Yaakov was. Esau was Mekayim Kibbutz, more so than Yaakov. He wanted to give him the Bracha of Gashmius and give the Bracha of Ruchnius to Yaakov. And Rivka, who wasn't on that, she wasn't an Oilam Tmino. Noila has to be a Zohar, can't be the Gek. She wasn't an Oilam Tmino. So she was down to earth, she was one of the Imam, she was an Oilam Hazeh woman. So she realized that there's no steer, we can give the Bracha of Ruchnius and of Gashmius to Yaakov. He can get everything. And in fact, in this week's Sedra, and that's what happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so good that that's what happened. And Yaakov got both of the Brachas. He got the Bracha of Birchas Avraham. That's what Yitzchak always meant to give to Yaakov. Birchas Avraham, that was not taken by fooling him. And the Bracha of Gashmius of Mital HaShemayim Mishmani Horez, he also got, even though the Bracha was given B'toyes, it was Chal on Yaakov and not on Esau. And in this week's Seder we find two interesting sections. In the middle of Vayishlach, we find very strange. Yaakov Avinu was a cowboy. A lot of cows, and he made a big corral for his animals. Ulu Miknei Hu Asa Sukkos, and they named the place of the city, the name of the city, Corral Town, Sukkos. Why do they call it Yeshiva Town? Today we have a star we call it, we go to the cities in Eretz Yisrael. There's Rehov Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Rehov this tzaddik and that tzaddik, Ulu Tanoim, Hilgam Aroim, and the cities, Yeshivaville, and what do they call Edmonsi, Square Town. They give holy names for cities. Why do they give such a prosta name? Sukkos. Sukkos are the corrals for the animals. They called it Corral Town, Sukkos. So Yaakov Avinu held that's important. You have to know how to work in Olam Hazeh. You have to know how to make a corral that the behemoth shouldn't run away and that they should like it better and to make the Olam Hazeh should be a little better. That was part of the bracha that Yitzchak had given him the toys. Yitzchak wasn't going to give that to the bracha. And Rivka won out. Alpi Hashgacha Rivka won out and the bracha was given to Yaakov. And he was Matzliach and the Pasuk says he was very Matzliach. And they named the name of the city Sukkos al shem the tikkun that he made. And Gashmi is the tikkun that Olam Hazeh he made. And the pasuk continues, the very next pasuk. He did weiter, Vayova Yaakov Sholem Yir Shchem, Vayichan Es Peneihu Yir. What do you mean by Yichan? So simple translation is Vayichan Loshan Chanoya, that he came in front of the city. So the Gemara says in Bava Madlikin, we're learning Shabbat. The Gemara says in Bava Madlikin, Vayichan is Loshan Chain, that he gave Chain to the city, he beautified the city. What sense did he beautify? He had an economics major, the Gemara says, Vayichan, that Tikin Lahem Shvokim, one Amara says Tikin Lahem Berchatzoes, one Amara says Tikin Lahem Matveo. He was Masakin for them, a coin system, he was Masakin a business system, Shvokin, he was Masakin health places, Merchatzoes, that they should take care of the health. And the Pasuk feels it essential to write this, Vayichan as Panehuya, that he gave the city, Chain, he beautified the city in Gashmi as Oil Mazah. This was the bracha from that Yitzchak wanted to give to Esav, and Alpi Hashgacha, he gave it to Yaakov. Yaakov had everything. Yaakov had the Hatzlocha and Ruchnias that Esav will never have. Esav was rejected from the Brichas Avram. The Pasuk says, Vas Esav son Esi. The Pasuk in Malachi says, Vas Yaakov ahavti Vas Esav son Esi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though they were twin brothers, Yaakov got the Kedushas Yisrael and Esav didn't. And in addition to the Kedushas Yisrael and the Brichas Avram, he also got the Bracha of Avoylam Hazeh, Hatzlocha and Avoylam Hazeh. But it's interesting to note that at the same time, the way the Chachamim, Darshan and the Pasuk, Vayichan as Pnei Ho'ir, the Gemara says in Bamei Madlikin that refers to Chain, giving Chain to the city, the Medrash also says, the Meshech Chachamim quotes the Medrash, Vayichan as Pnei Ho'ir, that he was Mesakin Eruvin. He was Mesakin Eruvin. What do you mean he was Mesakin Eruvin? So the Meshech Chachamim explains what this means. He says that Avraham Avinu was only one man all by himself. And he knew he was going to have one son who was going to be a Jew, one son who was going to be a boy. So the Pasuk speaks of Hanefesh Asherasi Bechora. Avraham Avinu was a man who was always going to reach out to the Goyim. There were no Jews. He was going outreach program for the Goyim. Trying to mimic Arab more Goyim tachas kamfi Ashkina. And the Pasuk said, Hanefesh Asherasi Bechora, how can you make a Nefesh Asu? You can buy people. Avodim, but you can't make people. So the Medrash says it means that he was Megayer them. One who was Megayer is Goy, is Kilo Asoy. He created these people, Yesh Meyai. So whereas Avraham Avinu was such a personality, he was always Megayer Goyim. Yaakov Avinu saw that it was already Miktoso Shlema. All of his children would be Jewish. Mikanal Habot, we're not going to have part of our children Jewish, part of our children Goyim. It's going to Mikanal Habot will always be Miktoso Shlema. And he felt that now that he had these two brachas of Ruchnius and of Gashmius together, he has to separate himself from the Goyim. So the Medrash stresses Vayichan as Pnei Huyer that he made a Ruven. The idea of a Ruven, Tchumen, the idea of Tchumen is Al Yetzi Yishmen Komo. You have to stay within your Dalanamis, so we stay within your Mokom, whatever your Mokom is. Yud Beis Mil, or Alpayimam, or 1 Mil, whatever the din is, the Raisa, the Rabbanim, but the Bnei Yisrael have to have a Mokom, and they shouldn't go out from their Mokom. No more outreach to the Goyim, outreach to the Jews. To be in the car of Jews who are not observing back Taras Kafi Ashkina, that the Zichet, the Stacha Mitzvah in the Torah. But Mikalam Haba, you don't find that Yaakov had this approach that Avraham Avinu had, because now we have to have a different approach. Now that Yaakov is a man who is very much in Olam Hazeh, as much as he is in Ruchnius, he has to be very careful to stay away from the Umas Olam. In fact, the Pasuk tells us later the Pasuk tells us in Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Beis, Yaakov Avinu tells the members of his family, Hasirus, Alehei Hanecha, Asher Bisechichem, Vihita Haru, Vahachalifu Simlo Sechem. They should take all the Abidazores and throw them out. And the Pasuk continues to say that he buried them, Tachas Oela Asher Bishchem, he buried them under the tree. So the Ramban HaChumash, Yesk Zakash Alpi Alochet, it says in Chumash, in Parashas Re'eh, and the Gemara has Mishnayis and Asechas Abidazores, when somebody has a Getchkim, when somebody has an Abidazores, you don't bury it, there's a mitzvah to destroy it. You have to be sheichik v'zorah l'ruach amatalayam sreifa sherem tisrufum v'eish psila v'hem tigadeon. You have to smash it, destroy it, bash it in, burn it. You have to destroy it somehow, not just to bury it. It's not min hanignozim. Basim v'chol is min hanignozim. It's tunim g'nizim. You get rid of it. Avod Zorah is ton ibud min ha'olam biur. So what do you mean he took the Avod Zorah and he buried it tachas oel Hashem Shechem? So the Ramban and the Sforno and Chumash and this parsha both say the same shot. Ma'ase shahaya kachoya. Where did they get these Avod Zorahs from? Where did the members of his family get the Avodah Zarah from? So apparently it must have been after they destroyed the whole city of Shechem. So the Pasuk says, this Pasuk from the Bir Avodah Zarah follows right after that. The Pasuk says, V'skal chelem, v'skal tapem, v'sneshem, shavu v'yavozu, v'skal ashev v'aboyev. They cleaned out everything that the Goyim had, and they took also the Avodah Zarah that they had. Either Shailin's Avodah Zarah is also behind the altar. So true, Kodim Matan Torah, there was no din that Avodah Zarah is also Bahano, but Mistame, Avram, the Gemara says Avram is Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, that's how the Pasuk seems to say, Ekev HaShasham Avram Mekoli, Vayishmo Mishmati Mitzvasai, so Asai Bukhul Kursoi. So the more comments on that Pasuk, the Kim Avram Avinu Kol HaTorah Kula. And the Pasuk in the Rishonim Assum Nevuah Dinami Yitzchok and Yaakov and the Shvatim, Mistame, the Shivteko also observe Kol HaTorah Kula. So what's the mice over here that they took Avodah Zarah? You're not permitted to take Avodah Zarah, that's also Bahano. So the Ramban suggests pshat, and the Sforno writes the same pshat on Chumash, that most probably they must have gotten the goy before they killed them, or perhaps after they killed all the men. It says that they left the women alive, so they must have gotten either a man or a woman to declare that they mevatel avodah zarah. The Gemara says that's what David HaMelech did. David HaMelech would conquer territories, and he would kill out all the people, and he would take the avodah zarahs with, he would take the avodah zarahs, but kesef hazor, they were very valuable. So he would always get a goy to be mevatel avodah zarah. Mevatel avodah zarah means you get a goy to declare, I don't believe that this is Avodah Zarah. Even though he never believed in that. This guy believes in a different Avodah Zarah. He's not a chassid from this Avodah Zarah anyway. He never believed in this. It doesn't matter, the Gemara says. As long as he's not Jewish, he can be mevatel any Avodah Zarah in the world. So Mistame, the Ramban and the Sforno say, the Ma'aseh Shalayim was over here. It was also like that. The Bnei Yaakov, Shavu Vayavozu, when they took the Zohar and the Kesef, Mistame, they also got an offer to be mevatel the Avodah Zarah before they took it. So it was really Mutabar Noah. No, so if it's Mutabar Noah, Tavos Vildo Yankov Avina, what does it say? Hastiras of Ahehanech Hashem Sechem. The Itaharu, they should go into Mikveh, the Hachasipu, the Hachalifu Simulai Sechem, they should put on different Malbushim. What's wrong? The Mbatla of Adizor, what's wrong? So apparently, Yankov Avina held that there's a special Sakona over here. He knew that he was the man who had a Brocha and a Hatzloche, Bein Beruchni Yisrael, Bein Begashmis. He was the man who had the Birchas Avraham. And he was also the man who had the bracha of Yitl Chometal Hashemami Mishmani Horetz. And it's a very difficult thing to be matzliach both in Ruchnius and Gashmius and to remain a frumi. As Rabbi Lam spoke, when he first became president of the yeshiva, he spoke at a shalashudis here in the cafeteria. So he said that people think that you go to college, you know, it's easy. It's very, very difficult. It's like walking on a tightrope. That was his motion. It's very difficult to keep your balance, to know how much Ruchnius and how much Gashmius. To observe the mitzvahs need to be matzliach and learning, and at the same time try to give zacharayin in oil mazeh. So Yaakov Avinu, who felt that now he had the both brachas, he felt that he needs a harchoki yisteris. He told his children, even though al pi halacha everything was kasher v'yosher, he told them the avodah zarah they were mevatel it. According to the Mishnah, David HaMelech did it. David HaMelech did like that. The Gemara says he always did. He took the avodah zarah, he got a guy to be mevatel it, and then he took the avodah zarah. Mutabano. So why can't the bnei Yaakov Avinu do the same? So Yaakov felt, no, this is a sakona, because since he has a lot of ruchnias and a lot of gashmias, it's too much of a danger. We find the Gemara says, Haroya Sota Bikul Kula Yadir Atzma Min Ayayin. The Gemara says, why do we have Parshas Sota written in the Torah, and right after it you have the Parshas Nazir? Because there's a connection between the two. So the Gemara says, one who sees a Sota, one who sees that there's priests in the door, should make harchokas for himself. So the Pashup Shad is, when you live in a door where all the people are tzaddikim, so you don't need so many harchokas. When you live in a door that many people are prutzim ba, rayas of Yisuri Torah, the Gemara says you have to have more harchokas. That's the Pashup Shad. And the Rosh Hashivas always say, they comment on the Gemara says, harayas soita bilkul, if you see one soita. What if we live in a door of Zmanazay? You look in the newspapers, you find 100 soitas. You walk in the street, you find Zainas, not Zainas mamish. So Zavari yadzer atzmim in ayayna, Zavari you have to make harchokas. But there's one nekuda that's strange in the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Haroya soito bikil kulo. The one who sees the soito in the Beis Hamikdash, who just drank the Maim Hamorim, and she's in the process of dying. She's been ifulo. So the Gemara says that person should be yadzer atzmim in ayayna. What is it? What's the hashash for him? Fakir. He will remember this image for the rest of his life. I saw a woman who was mezane, and I saw in front of my eyes the way she was falling apart and dropping dead right in the Beis Hamikdash. I'll be this. That she drank water, Mayim Kedoshim. She drank water with no poison in it, and she dropped dead in the Beis Hamikdash. So Fakir wanted to thought that this would leave such an indelible impression on the minds of the people who saw it. They don't need any more hachokas. They don't have to be Yazir Atzmin Ayan. The hachokas are needed for the other people who read about it in the newspapers. They read there's a Zayna. They saw Zayna in the street, but the one who sees a Zayna, Birkil Kula. The one who sees a Zayna dying, Bini Vulot. Why does he have to be Yazir Atzmin Ayan? So Avlezer Shachshlita commented on this Gemara that it means the following. A lot of times you talk about theory. You talk about Znus, you talk about the Gzela, you talk about Ritzichi, you talk in abstract about Averus. So if people are religious and observant, they'll be careful not to fall into these Averus. But if a person sees the Ritzach in front of his eyes, he watches that on the television, he sees it in person, the way a person is doing a Maisa Gzela, Maisa Ritzicha, Maisa Gili Arayis, this, if he sees a Saita dying, of course it's going to make a Roshan, he'll see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish all the people who dwell there. In that sense, it will have a Roshan. But it will also have another Roshan. He will see that this is not just something abstract. This is not something ethereal in the Luften. This is something that really exists. There is Nus in the world. So in that sense, it will have a Hashpah on him, the Ruh. The fact that he saw the Saita dying will have a Hashpah, the Taivah. But the fact that he saw a Saita, period, forget about dying, not dying, the fact that he sees a Saita in person, this will definitely have a Hashpah, the Ruh on him. That's why Yaakov Avinu, that's where Rav Leizer Shach said. That's why Yaakov Avinu, based on what Rav Leizer Shach said, that's why Yaakov Avinu was nervous over here. That if he's going to have his children, Isaac, both in Ruchnius and in Gashmius, he has to have more of a Harchokin. It's not enough, like David HaMelech. For David HaMelech it was okay. He got a goy to be Mevat L'Avod Zorah, and everything is Al-Pigdin, so he's Galt is Kosher, so it's Mutter, so he took the Avod Zorah. Avod Zorah, Lacha Pitlis had the Gomer. Same as any other pinked piece of gold or silver. But over here, Yaakov Avinu felt that he's trying to start a new thing, to be Makbid on the Sukkahs for the Behemoths, and to be Makbid on Chain for the cities. Merchot Soes, and to make Shvokim, Merchoivas, and to make Matveyas, to be Arangaton very much in Olam Hazeh, not just to be Madgish Ruchnius, in Olam Haba things, in Mitzvahs, in Maisim Tovim, to be Madgish, Olam Hazeh things also. So Yaakov Avinu felt that it's very, very essential now to have more Harkokas and more Siyogim. As the Gemara recommends, the Haroya Soita Bikokula, one who's very much involved in the Ruah of Olam Hazeh, and he sees it, has to have more Harkokas and more Siyogim. When Baron Kotas, the Chumrul Rocha, first came to America, he was interested in founding a yeshiva, so he wanted very much to found a yeshiva somewhere in the mountains. He felt that the yeshiva has to be away from all of the Olam Hazeh and everything. The Meister, he didn't turn out like that, so he made his yeshiva in Lakewood. Lakewood isn't as far away as the mountains, but it's a little resort town, but it's not really a big city. When Yeshiva University moved here years ago to Washington Heights, this place was a midbar. Washington Heights, there were no houses here. The place was a farmland. There was desert over here. It took years later until the neighborhood was built up. When you have a yeshiva with a secular department, it's more essential to have it separated. You have to have more hachokins. This is exactly what the Chachamim tell us. The one who's roya sota bilkukula must be mazirat minayani, has to go further away with more hachokins than the other person. Fakir! If our Baron Kotler felt that it's essential to have a yeshiva which is a kolo, which is Kula Ter, he has no secular studies there at all, never dreamt of having any secular studies. If he felt that it's essential to be marachik his yeshiva from all of society and have it in a little quiet town, so it's a kolshken, a kalvachamid, ben minoshel kalvachamid, that if you're going to have a yeshiva with a college, you zicher have to have it far away. Of course, we believe like Yaakov Avinu, like Rifkin, not like Yitzchak. We don't have the madrega of Pachad Yitzchak. Halabai, we would have that madrega, would be shy to discuss it. The great Yerushamayim of a person who is an Oyla Tmimo will not be nichshel in anything. He can see the Saita in front of his eyes and he won't even see her. Well, Davish Man Esther in front of the Saita won't affect him. We're not talking about Yitzchak Avinu, we're talking about Yankiv, we're talking about Rivko. These are the people who live in this Oyla Mazda. These are the people who have a Hatzlocha, Bein Baruch Nis, Bein Begashmiz. It's Vayichan Es Pneihu here. But those kind of people, they have to first work out their Hashkofes and their Shita far away from society. They have to work it out in an ivory tower, figuring out exactly what the hashkof is, and then later it's shy for them to work in the Olam Hazeh. They can't right away walk into the Shmutz. Right away we're going to walk right in with the Zionists, and we're going to be Misak and everything. You can't walk in with the Zionists and the Sait and everything right away. First you have to work out your hashkof is Olam. And then later on it's shy to work in the Olam Hazeh. I'll close with a comment on the Haftar, which may or may not be related to my comments on the Chumash. There are two haftaras for this week's Seder. One is Kemenika Ashkenazim, one is Kemenika Sfardim. So the haftara that the Sfardim say from Ovadia has a pasuk where the Navi screams at Esau, that you, Esau, will suffer such bizyonis and busha because you stole so much from Yaakov Avinu. The goyim are always stealing from the Jews, they're always harassing them, they're always persecuting them, killing them, murdering Jews, Holocaust. So the Novi says that the goyim will suffer because of the busha that that they harassed the Jews and killed them so much. Mechamas achicha yankiv techaskol busha. That's the pasuk pshat in the pasuk. So the Shari Tshuva on Hilchos Pesach quotes a taich, not the pasuk pshat, the pasuk. He quotes a taich in Simen Tov Pei Beis. The end of Simen Tov Pei Beis. He has an interesting shaila aloch al ma'is. If two people are traveling in the Midbar and there's only one Kazayis Matzah and you're not Yetzir Mitzvah, and it's Pesach, and you're not Yetzir Mitzvah to eat less than Kazayis. So what should they do? Should they fight it out? Or do they divide it in half? I give you a half Kazayis, I'll eat a half Kazayis. Nobody will be Yetzir Mitzvah to eat a half Kazayis. So he quotes from a Sefer Igeres Shmuel, one of the Achrayim, I guess, never heard of it, who comments that you can finagle and fool the other guy into giving you the kazayis. You can padreim the tzen and explain to him why he should let you eat the kazayis. Are you mamish fooling him? Mamish I know. You're cheating him out of the possibility of observing the mitzvah and just stealing away. So the Emunah Shmuel is a sefer on Megillas Rus. He says he learns this out from the pasuk in Rus, where the goel, where the Boaz tells the goel that they had to buy back the stud that Naomi had sold. So the Boaz tells the goyel, but keep in mind, the Yom Kenosfas, I saw them when you buy the field, you have to marry also Rus HaMayaviyah. What kind of Baba Mice is that? There's a din of Gula's Kroyim, and the Chumash doesn't say you have to marry the Amman also. It says, baloney. And what do you say? Rus HaMayaviyah. All right, so she was a pretty girl, so what's so bad? So I'll buy the field and I marry the girl also. She's very attractive, obviously, because Boaz married her. So what's so bad? So he says, no, when you buy that field, you have to marry Rus HaMayaviyah, the Sheikh. She's Asura Lava Bekor. What are you telling such a lie for? And he didn't know the din that the Mayavi Belay Mayavis, that a woman who comes from cheating mitzvahs many times. You keep the mitzvah, I won't try to steal. So the Munish Shmuel says, the Geri Shmuel says, that for this person, this is Fakir. That although there is a din of Aynor, you're not allowed to fool somebody, you cheat someone at Dinim Amit, but when it comes to mitzvahs, if the other person wasn't Zerhi at the mitzvah, if the other person was ready Zerhi at the mitzvah, so he has the schus to do kisi adam. So if you steal the mitzvah kisi adam from him, the gemara. Get this schus yet, then there's no reason to cheat him. And he says that we see by Yaakov Avinu that he had a hard time. Yaakov, things didn't come so easy by him. He had to fool the father. He had a drei a lot with Lavan. He had a drei a lot with Esau when he bought the pchur from him. He had to swing a lot of deals in his time. He had to nar up a lot of people. But every time he narred up, apparently it was for Ruchnius. It wasn't for Gashmius. For Gashmius is cheating. That's what we know as moment, that's an Issa. There's an Issa we know as Gorim also. But when you cheat someone else before he has a schus for a mitzvah, and you're being ma'aneh him for purposes of L'shem Shamayim, you do tricks L'shem Shamayim, then it's mutter. That's what the Pasuk says several times in Tehillim and another Pesukim in Tanakh. In Mikesh Tispato, Mikesh Tikta, Tiktapo, that there's mutter if I care to submit. So the Gerish Mol Taiches, maybe that's the pshat in this Pasuk. But the Pasuk says, Esav has what to be embarrassed about. Mechamas achicha yankiv techas kabusha. Yankiv is also a ganav. But Yankiv always steals l'shem shamayim. He does also dirty things. But all the dirty things he does l'shem ruchnis, not l'shem gashmias. So you should be embarrassed about what you do. You Esav, you will mesayel them that you took zeila for dini mominis, for gashmias. You should be embarrassed. Look what you caused your brother Yaakov. Look what you didn't do in order to get mitzvahs. They also do chamas. But they do chamas l'shem shamayim, boif and heter, and they have to do the same as you do, and you do it l'shem is. Sometimes you have to fight l'chama l'shem shamayim, and when you fight l'chama, sometimes you have to do very dirty things, but that's a mitzvah. It's a shand and a charfer that you have to get involved in the first place in the machloikis, and you have to start doing things l'shem shamayim, but if you got stuck, then you have to, if one is in a situation where he has to fight, that is necessary even sometimes to do like Yaakov Avinu, to do chamas. to do things that are not the most kavodiga things. You must remember when Golda Meir spoke in the yeshiva, I think, she mentioned this several times, in several different occasions. She said she was angry at the Arabs for killing all the Jews and so on, but more so she's angry why the Arabs caused the Jews to become rotzim. They caused the Jews to become rotzim. Many times you have to fight for Torah, and you have to fight for Inyan Yerushalayim, and you have to fight dirty also. And there's nothing wrong with that. The Torah says that that's what Yaakov did, and it was considered a mitzvah.